Sitting in his office, Pike Principal Troy Inman rattles off a list of awards the school has received over the past few years.
We're an AP Honor Roll school, been honored by the Washington Post twice.
To Inman and the Pike community, these awards are more than just plaques and talking points. They are validation that raising expectations is working. Pike wasn't always such a well-oiled machine. Inman has been with the district for 20 years, and when he took over as principal 7 years ago, hallway fights, tardiness, and negative press weren't uncommon. So he implemented a policy. Students need to be in class by the time the bell rings, or they don't attend.
Getting to school and getting to class has to be a priority. You've got to be ready to learn. We had to change the culture of, hey, this is the professional learning community for everyone. The staff, the students, the parents have really bought in to what we're trying to do.
It may seem simple, but Inman says the rules allow the teachers to focus on teaching and students to focus on learning. Distractions are limited. And with one less thing to worry about, teachers are able to focus more on building relationships with students. Science and Technology Chairman Gary Cooper says as relationships improve, so do student attitudes towards learning.
We get kids to understand that we care about them and their success. If you can convince them that you care about them, they will do anything. Then the rest of it is just instruction.
Addressing behavior and demanding student accountability was the catalyst that led to a shift in culture. 7 years ago, the graduation rate at Pike was 75%. Now it's 93%, and almost half of last year's graduating class had some college credit.
I think for some of the kids, that being here helps them to escape from their home life. This is where they can be themselves.
That's Danielle Voland, a 1996 graduate of Pike and current International Baccalaureate Advanced Placement Dual Credit Coordinator. About 60% of the student body lives in poverty, but she says Pike has created a culture of flexibility, especially for those whose home life is stressful.
I had a student, he was helping his parents at their restaurant, and then he was having to help his siblings with their homework. So then by the time he got their homework done and got them to bed, it was too late for him to kind of get some of his work done. We, as teachers, would work with the kids, see what's going on and how can we help them do both.
And students buy into what the teachers are saying because the seniors Lindsay Wilkerson and Larry Gray explain the outreach feels genuine.
Once the teacher makes you feel comfortable, it makes you feel open to the rest of the class because the class feels comfortable to talk to one another as well as the teacher.
Because teachers are so involved and they let you know, it's okay to make mistakes and all that. You just take what you learn from Pike and you take it home and you apply it there.
But Pike needed resources to power its cultural change. The school administration turned to grants as a way to bolster the budget. Over the past 12 years, the district has received about $30 million in grants. Inman says the school has been able to sustain programs created from grants because it keeps the ones that work and dumps the ones that don't.
And it took us a long time to find out what our students really need. And they really want to see what other careers are. And we have constant people coming in and talking to our students about, this is the classes I took in high school, this is where I went to college. This was my major. We try to make sure that money going in is going to help students or help teachers teach better.
Some of those investments include after-school tutoring, college preparedness, and Pike Prep, an alternative program that helps students who've fallen behind on their credits to catch up. The grant money also has been used to foster relationships with the business community, allowing students to draw on the expertise of leaders at organizations such as Dow, Eli Lilly, and Rolls-Royce. United States Labor Secretary Tom Perez toured Pike earlier this month and says it serves as a model for other schools around the country.
This place is a testament to the notion that every person in this state and every child in this country is gifted and talented. And if you figure out the right ways to draw out those gifts and talents, everybody gets to punch their ticket to the middle class.
Pike is now focused on increasing its international baccalaureate graduates and upping enrollment in advanced placement classes. And as Inman describes, for a school that once had trouble getting kids into the classroom, it now can't keep them away.
They want to be here at Pike High School. It never really closes. You know, with our tutoring programs and with obviously the performing arts and our athletics, there's kids here 24/7, it seems like.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.